The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You've enjoyed Para-X on your computer at work and at home. But today, there's a new way to listen to your favorite shows. Para-X has gone mobile. That's right. Para-X is now available on the Nokia Internet Radio Network. Now, you can take Para-X with you wherever you go. Never miss your favorite shows again. Para-X on your cell phone. Tune in today. Nokia Internet Radio is available on all Nokia portable devices with access to the Internet. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X. Now, on Nokia.
Now listening to ILN Radio on the Para-X Network with your host, Lucy Diamond, director of intuitivelifenetwork.org, a variety talk show that sheds light on ways to maintain physical, spiritual, and industrial balance for those in the paranormal and parapsychics fields.
Everybody, and welcome to this January 4th, 2010 edition of ILN Radio here on the Para-X Network. We have a terrific show lined up today. We've got Dr. Irene Bliston joining us. She's a PhD in transpersonal psychology. She's done some terrific research in along those lines, and you could check it out at Encounter Research. She'll be joining us in just a few minutes. I don't know if you guys heard last week the show, Denver Robbins' show. He does the tech corner for other shows, and he's certainly the technical guy to talk to. So I just want to say that I've been listening up. I do hope that my sound quality is improving. I have learned a little bit more about the microphone and the mixer. Just want to bring you guys a great show. Thanks to Joseph Carringer, too, from Ditch Therapy for rolling in that intro. We have some great shout-outs for you. I just want to say thanks to everybody that contributes and sends us the great events that are going on from East Coast to West Coast. We got some great ones on Sunday, January 10th, from 7:30 to 8:30. There'll be a public assembly in Brooklyn, New York, 70 North 6th Street. It's going to be terrific out there. Get out there and participate in that. Also, Burlesque for a Better Body Image. If you're on my MySpace or if you're on my Facebook, look for Honeysuckle Duvet. She's absolutely an amazing instructor. Saturday, February 6th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Dance Complex. That's at 536 Mass Ave in Cambridge, Mass. And it's a wonderful way for you to get in touch with your own self-confidence and your body image. Also, there's a Sexual Assault Awareness Week going on at Georgia Southern University. Thank you guys for sending this out to me. That's on Monday, March. It's a march on Monday, February 25th, Monday to Thursday. They'll be doing some education out there and making people aware of what they're doing to bring awareness to safety on campus. So at the Hannah Field House, be there. You'll get a water bottle, a t-shirt, a picket sign. There's a concert and an open mic at 7:30. That's going to be a blast. If anybody goes, make sure you take pictures. Send them to me. I really want to hear how that goes. Also, Eleanor Moyer, you all know her. She's our nutritionist from ILN. They're looking for a male vocalist for a gothic metal band. So if you're in Boston or the southern New Hampshire area and you can carry a tune in a bucket, then talk to Eleanor about that. Also, Friday, January 8th at 10:30 p.m. at Oberon and Harvard Square, that's 2 Arrow Street in Cambridge, there's going to be a comedy showcase. Andy is absolutely hysterical. You guys are going to love this. So check him out, too. School of Rock, too, on January 10th. While you're out there, stop in early, 4 p.m., all-ages event. Aerosmith will be playing upstairs at the Middle East Club, which, if you know your way around Boston music, that's a very prestigious place for those kids to get to play. So get out there and support them. Keep the kids off the street and proud of what they're doing. We have I have a new show, you guys. Today is Monday, January 4th. This is ILN Radio, and I'd like to invite you all back on Friday to listen to our show, FTW Radio, and find out where's the faith in the world. I've got a co-host for that, Tim Jones from the UK, who has been extremely instrumental in both doing some marketing on Facebook for us. He put together a great group out there. He's done some other really terrific stuff. He's drawn some very interesting people from all over the place to come on and talk to us a little bit. I'm eternally grateful to him for that. So he set up an ILN Facebook group page as well. So you could join my Facebook. It's just facebook.com/lucy.diamond, and you could stay up to date on everything that's going on. For 2010, what I resolved to do was, in my life, separate the gifts that I think that are from the Spirit and the talents that I feel are worthy of commercialism. So I've never charged for Reiki. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I have my own, I've developed ways that I share that information with my students. And I don't charge for Reiki because I feel that it's sort of a religious, personal kind of an experience. And I don't feel that commercialism belongs with that. And I'm finding that it was difficult for me to begin to charge for tarot readings, which I did do. I read for the Festival of the Dead last year. And I did charge for readings. And I have decided personally not to charge for readings because of, you know, how I feel about it. But I want to talk a little bit about how I originally stepped out to be doing this. You see, I was teaching Reiki to a student who went to different events where they had spirit workers and light workers and things of that nature, and she continually was inviting me to go to them. And I didn't want to go and be a vendor because it doesn't make sense for me to be standing next to someone who's charging $65 for a Reiki treatment and then be offering them for free. It certainly wasn't cost effective since you have to pay for a table at an event like that. And, you know, working for spirit has nothing to do with stirring up controversy. All it has to do with is following your own heart, your own mind, and doing what's right for you. So we did the New England Metaphysical Fair, the first one, I think it was 2006, and we invited a bunch of vendors to come out so that, you know, I could do whatever it was that I wanted to be able to accomplish without feeling any sort of remorse or that I was taking any money out of anyone's pocket that did this for a living. And what I didn't realize was that a lot of people that said that they were going to be life coaches or that they were going to be doing different things, they were actually, you know, psychics that were reading tarot or doing other kinds of readings. And out of the 65 vendors that came out for that first event, I expected to have two or three psychics, and we ended up having about 15. And I started to really look at the industry and what people were selling and what was the difference between what I considered to be spirit work and what I considered to be entertainment. So I scanned and interviewed and worked with a lot of psychics in the New England area and pulled together the few of the brightest, the people who I thought were worthy of presenting to the community that I could feel confident in my heart about that I was doing the right thing in promoting them. And I found some of the most wonderful people. If you check out the New England Seers, you'll see that we do charge for readings through the New England Seers. It is an entertainment troupe, but they're only people that, you know, I have the greatest amount of confidence in. Each one of them has developed their own way, their own style of connecting to spirit for you. And importantly, they've been doing it for decades. Most of the New England Seers are all over 50 years old. They've lived a long life, and I trust them in advising the people in the community that might be looking for guidance or some kind of communication with the spirit. The only people who are not, experienced, mature, have already raised their families and contributed to their communities. We do have a few indigo children that are reading for us that are considerably younger, and certainly they're extremely connected to spirit. So I'm seeing a lot of things, controversy that everybody's feeling about whether to charge or whether to not to charge and what somebody else should do. And just to set the record straight on how I feel about it, first of all, I'm going to do whatever's right for me, because it's me that's going to have to wrestle for my salvation in my indies and how I feel about things. And that's what I think is the best thing to do, is for everybody to follow their own mind, their own heart, their own spirit. And although I don't charge for my own personal services like that, people who are, you know, you want to take some of the weight of the website, you know, fees and some of the things for equipment, some of these things, people are able to go and make a donation on the website if they want to. Nobody's required to. We have massive, massive prayer chains that go on. We've seen a lot of things for us to be grateful for in 2009. We've seen a lot of people find healing spiritually, physically, in their lives, in their marriages, in their relationships. They've made peace with, you know, lots of things that are, become stumbling blocks in our lives. So that's what we're trying to offer you, a way for food to be a blessing to you, and for your relationships to be a blessing to you, and for you to be a blessing to your own community by stepping up to the plate and being 100% you. Because everybody is special in their own way. We all have our own special talent or skill, something that we bring to the table that nobody else has. And I know how the economy is bad. It's bad for everybody. It's tight everywhere, or, you know, 90% of the population in the world is experiencing, you know, financial crunches. And I personally believe that the day is coming upon us very soon when, you know, money isn't going to mean so much anymore. If you believe in the Bible, I've said before that I do believe certain things in the Bible. I certainly believe in the prophecies. And harder times are coming for us all in one aspect. And depending on where your focus is, this time can be an easier time for you, the times of change that are coming. And I think that that time has to do with more and more people stepping up to the plate and deciding what we're going to value as a race. Not one person over another, not one place over another. And we're all just as valuable. Without you guys, I wouldn't be here. Without me, you guys wouldn't be here. We all need one another, and we all have a special place to be. So I think that that is an important thing to bring out for everybody to, you know, just face yourself. You got to look at yourself in the mirror every day and stand up for yourself and share with your own community and the people in your own surroundings what it is that you value. And I hope that we can all value the precious time that we have together. And I can't express to you enough how important each moment is. You know, maybe the last moment that we had wasn't such a great moment, but, you know, so what? There's another moment to be looking forward to. And if you just live each moment that you're living to the absolute fullest, to the absolute truest of who you are and what you're bringing to the table, you're going to find your joy. And I wish that for everyone. So I have some beautiful tunes that were sent to me from Akilla Management. Absolutely amazing to have people step up to the plate. I don't know if anybody heard, I've been putting out some YouTube songs. They're pretty hideous, threatening y'all that you better send me some good tunes. And I have a great one that I'd like to spin for you right now. This is by Shane Alexander, and the song is Feels Like the End. Beautiful tune.
Seek me away from here, and all today's pain. You know I see it all so clear, like the morning after the rain. And I worry all the time, coming around the bend. Maybe I'm just going crazy, but it feels like the end. Worry all the time, it's coming around the bend. so clear, like the morning after the rain. And I worry all the time, what's coming around the bend? Maybe I'm just going crazy, but it feels like the end.
Wasn't that amazing? That was Shane Alexander, Feels Like the End. If you're on MySpace, you can add me on your MySpace, and I'll hook you up with this kid. Some great tunes. We're going to see some great things coming out of him. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here. You're listening to ILN Radio on the Para X Network. And I have to admit that I'm extremely excited today. I have an amazing, amazing guest. This is Dr. Irene Blinston. She's a PhD, and she's completed some amazing research in transpersonal psychology. Dr. Blinston, are you with us?
I am.
Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Lucy.
We have listeners from all over the world today, from the UK, Australia, all over the United States, Canada. It's really amazing the turnout that we've gotten here today to listen to what you have to say. I'd like for you first to just introduce the listeners to a little bit of your background.
Well, as far as my education is concerned, I went into a very specialized form of psychology called transpersonal psychology. And I went in specifically to be studying mystical experiences and transcendent experiences, which led to my research. I wanted to know what happened to people when they are children and they experience miracles, supernatural phenomena, paranormal phenomena. What happens to them in their lives when they grow up? What do they become? What becomes of them? And so I did my work in another, let me step back. I've done a couple of areas of research, all paranormal based. And I also studied the effects of on grief of people making contact with their lost loved ones. So I stayed in the more of the paranormal, mystical, supernatural states in area of transpersonal psychology. I'm not a clinician, I'm a researcher, and I'm really interested in those areas.
One of the things that that I noticed, like over the past year, as far as paranormal research, children who feel that they're people who feel that their children are, you know, gifted in this way, bringing them out on paranormal investigations and such. And you did have some opinions on that, and I was just wondering what if you could share those with us.
Yes, I've calmed down since we spoke. I have to admit, I am a human being, and my personality is such that sometimes I become immediately reactionary, and I'm working on that. I know I have a PhD in psychology, but I'm still human.
Oh, no, you're amazing. It's all good. It's all good.
Thank you. Well, my first response was, especially because you were saying ages like 6, 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, and it's in those states when children are the most susceptible. Now, we don't have anything that's proven, and we can't do any kind of other dimensional research, at least not yet, that I'm aware of. And as soon as we do, I'm right there. But it's known that children are still developing. And because my belief system leans more towards other dimensional possibilities, I think children, because they're not socially indoctrinated, that at that young of an age, for the most part, that they're more susceptible. And if there is some possibility of an entity out there, an entity attachment, then children are much more susceptible to that. And especially what they would describe as low density entities, that would be the ones that are hanging out on ghost hunts. They're the ones that are going to be involved in hauntings and sticking around in places and not wanting to move on to another level. So if all of that is true, then children are much more susceptible to those entities latching onto them because they're more open. And my immediate response was that they are opening that susceptibility. And children, they may also become quite frightened. And that can imprint them. I mean, any kind of traumatic event they carry with them. So my first response was, oh my gosh, this is just not okay. And I still feel that it's not the greatest idea to do that. And also, too, in some ways, my response also was based on the fact that that's, in a way, exploitation. Mm-hmm. And these are children, and if it's their parents that are taking them out, then it's almost as if the children don't have a say. For those kids who are older and want to, then that's different. I was just listening to an older interview with Dr. Bruce Lipton, and he was talking about children up to about the age of 6 years old, 7 years old. They are in a constant hypnagogic state. Their brainwaves are more in the theta state. Mm. And that makes them more susceptible, because that's when you're in a hypnagogic state, which is that groggy, sleepy state. That's the state that people want to be in when they're being hypnotized, so that they can be... have stronger impressions through hypnosis. So these kids are much more impressionable at that time too. So that was my concern. I don't think that's really a good idea. Older kids perhaps, and especially, you know, they're probably more informed, but not every child is probably a good candidate for that.
Now, what about, do you have any views on the indigo children? I mean, for myself, I have 4 children. I have 2 that are indigo children. And in raising them, one of the things that I noticed, you know, really, really strongly in my youngest daughter, actually, who's 19 now, is that it seems that all of creation seems to recognize these children. For example, we were in the backyard one day, and my daughter was, you know, playing a game. She was babysitting some children. She ended up falling and breaking her ankle. And when we brought her into the house, if there wasn't 5 witnesses there, I wouldn't probably have believed it even myself seeing it. But several birds actually came to the bay window and were literally fluttering in front of the bay window, looking inside, sort of to see what was going on. She was screaming, you know. It was quite painful. But that's, you know, one incident, 19 years of life with that child, and with another one, that it seems all of creation and all of nature is recognizing these children more so than we've ever heard or seen in the past. Sort of the Cinderella story or the Snow White story, where those things might have come from as this began to resonate truer to our societies. What's your best advice in how to handle these kinds of situations or life with an indigo child, which, as you must know, isn't always easy?
Well, I want to add to that, Lucy, because I think it's really vitally important for every adult out there that's listening or not listening, and hopefully I'll be able to get their attention when I'm going out and doing talks. There are adults who also have had these abilities, mm-hmm. and that were born just... I would say they were indigos, but they weren't. It wasn't as acceptable back when.
Right.
And these are the people that I'm working with. They're adults who were psychic as children or had healing abilities, and a lot of them had encounter experiences. Now, I don't work with kids, so I'm not really the one to give advice, particularly on how to deal with or work
okay.
with, because I know that a lot of them are known to have behavior problems or behavior issues, at least as far as what's expected in school and the standards of societal norms.
And social issues as well.
Yeah, yes. And that kind of thing, you would need someone who's more of a behavior expert with children. However, I can come at it from the point of being recognized. Your children are very lucky because you do recognize that in them. And there are not that many. And in times past, 30 years ago, 40 years ago and beyond, my oldest participant in my study was 70 years old.
Wow.
So when she had these abilities, it was something that was not recognized. And the majority of people, there are tons of closet mystics out there.
Mm-hmm.
That had experiences as a children, and they have kept it a secret their entire lives. And I'm sure there are tons of listeners right now and whoever listened to the podcast that are going to relate to what I'm saying, because they have been afraid to say. So if they had behavior problems, you know, it wasn't recognized that they were indigo or crystal children or any of the names that, you know, these groups of people have now. So as far as that goes, and the what you're describing in the All of Nature recognizes, it's a matter of being retrained. And there are people who are doing that kind of work and working with kids. I more work with the adults who had, you know, that were not recognized as children. But for one, there is a person who works with a group of kids that he calls them star kids. And they have like star kid meetings and things like that, where the kids and the parents come together. And I think this is what's really important, is when the parents are able to understand and beginning to work with the kids on a mutual level. So it's not just that you need to get down to the child's level, but the child, it's almost like a symbiotic relationship, so that you both can understand each other. Because, you know, I mean, they have to fit into the world in some way. They can still be their unique selves, but it's bringing their uniqueness into the world in that special way that is actually embraced.
Now, we were talking earlier today on this show a little bit about paying for services and, you know, blah, 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 and different people's opinions. And I have to say that anytime that I have an opportunity to speak with you, I just think you're amazing. You know, you're one of the few people that I would actually, you know, hand my money over to spend time with you. And if there are people out there, if there's anybody out there that's feeling confused, you're feeling hurt, you feel like you might be a little bit lost with your spiritual gifts, maybe you want to learn how to align them a little bit better, I absolutely stand behind Dr. Blinston. I think that she's a great choice if that's the way that you need to go. Dr. Blinston, when are we going to be able to get a hold of this book, and how are things moving with that?
Well, right now, it's going to be a while. The book is only in the proposal stage right now, okay. And I'm sending out the queries and proposals to different agents because I want the representation. I want them to do the work. They're the professionals.
Right.
But while that's in the works, more important is that I'm getting out and I'm speaking about this. And I'm also going to be setting up seminars and workshops and working with people. I've had a couple of unique opportunities and really wonderful opportunities of employing some of the techniques that I used in my research to actually collect data, believe it or not. And there are certain concomitants with these types of experiences. And one is the creative expression. People can express themselves in their experiences and their feelings more actually through art. And art can mean singing, movement, painting. I had one person do a weaving. One person wrote music that was an expression of their experience and how they were feeling and how it affected their lives. So by the time it was all said and done, everybody did such outstanding work in my original research. I was so impressed, and I did not expect it. Yet I received, you know, emails and thank you cards and people who were just so happy that they were part of the research because they were able to really recognize and bring their experience out and be able to look at it. And it was okay to do that. And that's what I want to bring to people around the country. I'd love to get around the world. I just need to get started getting out more. I'm doing my first talk the first week in February in Prescott, Arizona. And then I'll probably do in Sedona and the Phoenix area, and then I'll spread out from there.
Make sure that you keep us informed of where you're going to be so that we can let the listeners know where to find you. Really, you have an amazing energy, and it's evident that that you're a healer and that's your work. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, I know that you do one-on-ones. I don't even know what kind of fees you have, or if you have a sliding scale fee, or how anyone could go about doing that. So you want to let us know about that?
Okay, I do. I do provide a sliding scale. I do work one-on-one, and it really is more with people who are confused about what direction they want to go in. It's not an ongoing therapeutic type of process. I do more of what's called spiritual guidance or spiritual direction, providing people a space to be able to recognize. I use astrology as a foundation of my work to help people recognize areas where they're strongest, and usually it's exactly what they've wanted to do but have been afraid to approach. My base fee is $200 an hour, but I do provide a sliding scale that goes down to $150 for the hour, and the sessions are recorded, and I do them over Skype, actually. So I have clients all over the world.
Now, how many sessions do you suggest for a person? I mean, this isn't an ongoing thing. I know that people are able to connect to you and find some clarity in their life, but generally, how long does that take?
Usually, quite honestly, I have to tell you, clients will come to me about once a year. It depends on what they're doing. I have one woman who finally went into the business that she wanted to do, and she calls me about four times a year, once every quarter.
Right.
But because I have a business background too, so I have a diverse education, and I'm able to share a lot and help people in a lot of ways. But with that, you know, usually clients will come to me one time. The first session is usually an hour and a half, an hour to an hour and a half. And then after that, it's really up to the person. It really depends, and we'd have to kind of feel out the situation over the phone. But many times it's one session, maybe two, and then they may want to revisit me maybe twice a year or once a year even.
Awesome. Guys, you're listening to Dr. Irene Blinston. Her research is found at Encounter Research. Dr. Blinston, if you could stay with us on the line, we're going to experiment with taking some call-ins. I'll put the number out there for you guys. It's 781-325-GLOW. That's 781-325-4569. And we'll be right back after this with Dr. Blinston.
Hey, this is Scotty Baby, and I'm here to tell you that at Candy Flavors, being green can be sexy, cool, and fun. Candy Flavors offers soy candles in three different sizes and soy burning oils. We also offer cute candy flavored tees and boy shorts, which are great for gift giving. Go to www.candyflavors.com. That's www.candyflavas.com. Stay tuned for this PSA brought to you by Miss Paula, CEO of the Flavor Brand Company.
Dad would probably spend years teaching his son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
Whether you want to know what the spiritual lens day of the week is, look at your world through a spiritual lens, or find out what's cooking in the world of Dr. Kevin, Dara Jane, and their listeners. You can now find Outside the Box with Dr. Kevin 5 days a week. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and move forward on your own spiritual path on Web of Light Radio at weboflight.com, empowering people to heal themselves.
Welcome back to ILN Radio. This is January 4th episode of ILN Radio on the Para-X Network, and we're here with Dr. Irene Blinston. Are you with us?
I am.
We do have a question from the chat. I'll just read this for you here. This is from TJ from the UK Light Seekers Research. As there is a common link to children being more open to the spirit world, does she think that we're educated out of this sense of awareness?
Well, we are educated out of it. That's one of the big things. I think the main thing, because we learn at a very young age that it's not okay. It's not acceptable in society to have these abilities. And sometimes we learn in traumatic ways. Children are traumatized, which is just terrible. And that's one of the reasons. It's like, okay, mental note, never talk about this again. And then they keep it within themselves. Absolutely, they're educated out of it. Because science, and you know, good science is good science, but unfortunately, It's gotten almost dogmatic, and it's like its own religion, which in our neck of the woods we can call that scientism, which is the belief in solely in the dogma of science. And that says that psychic abilities, otherworldly connections, anything like that is abnormal, psychotic, pathology. It's not okay. And so that's why it's kept a secret. And so many people will question their own sanity or even their own experiences because, according to what we hear, that we did not experience that. And if we did, there's something wrong with us. So, yes, that is absolutely the truth.
Now, I know that you are an intuitive person. I'm not asking you to prophesy or, you know, do a psychic reading for the future. But what do you see happening over the next couple of decades, over the next generation? How do you see things changing, or what would you like to see happen, or how can we make the best happen?
Oh, I think we're seeing it already, Lucy, which is very exciting. I feel so fortunate that I had the guts in a lot of ways to go for the education that I did, and the timing was perfect. I think that quantum physics, even though, you know, the hard sciences will still poo-poo some of the findings in quantum physics, I think that it's going to show us in the next 20 years, probably less than that, because things are just progressing exponentially. But I think we're going to see more and more, I guess, proof in, you know, if even if it's only mathematical, that that the existence of this other realm, our abilities and how we can connect on, and the power of our mind as well, and our human potential, that even as we as spirits live in these bodies, that our potentials are really expansive. And they're getting to know that more and more now, and it's just going to grow even more so. And I think our world is becoming more spiritual.
Well, while we have you, you have to understand that all around the world, there's no way for you to possibly make time for everybody that's going to probably need you, and there's probably no way for everybody to actually be able to afford you. So with the last few minutes that we have of the show, what's your best advice to people that are in this situation? I mean, I'm hearing people that, you know, they're quieting the thoughts that they're having. They're trying not to, they're trying to be normal out there. And, you know, drugs aren't going to change the fact that you're psychic. You know, they're not going to change the fact that you're resonating to a higher vibration. What kind of healing do you have for people out there, or what's your best advice at this point for people that can't actually come to you one-on-one?
In that case, because you're right, I am only one person, right. And I'll be thrilled to death when I can get out and start doing these talks. But along with that, there are groups and organizations, and I'm going to have a resource page, even though it's not going to be huge, in my book. But there are resources out there to connect with that study these kinds of phenomena. ARE, which is the Edgar Cayce, based on Edgar Cayce, is one of them. The Institute of Noetic Sciences is another, and these people you can find online. Institute of Noetic Sciences is IONS, I-O-N-S. You can look them up in Google and find their website. You'll find some resources through them. And the ARE is another one. IANS for the people, that's the, they're the near-death experience group, IANDS. And I think it's .org. Those are for the people who had near-death experiences and are keeping the after effects of that a secret. You will be able to connect with people who are having these types of experiences. There are also chat groups, forums, things like that that are online. People can connect with me on Twitter and on Facebook. Dr. Irene Blinston, and that's all one word, so that you can follow what I tweet, what I put out on Facebook. And also, drireneblinston.com is my blog. Then you can comment and we can interact that way too, so that actually there is access to people who have internet access. They have access to me.
That's awesome.
And that's no charge. Pardon me, for, you know, for comments and me commenting back and things like that and following me and what I have to say. You're free to comment, anyone who's listening, and make note of that I will comment back to the best of my ability.
I'm following you on Twitter, and I do see that you're active and that you're extremely responsive. And you personally, you know, I appreciate that about you. It just really shows me that you have a heart for the work that you're doing, and you have a heart for the people that you're reaching. And that absolutely makes a difference, especially if anybody's out there, if you've been in this kind of work. It's a heartfelt connection, and when you're looking up to somebody who has experience like this, when you're looking for direction, you certainly need to find somebody that you trust. And, you know, as I said, I do stand behind Dr. Blinston and her work. I hope that you're going to keep us appraised of where you're being, where you're going to be speaking, how people can get a hold of you. If things start to change, your book gets out there, we want to definitely know where you're at and what you're doing.
Okay, and I will keep you informed, Lucy.
And we're having you back. You are definitely going to have to come back and make sure that I'm sure we're going to get an inbox flooded with questions for you. So we'll make sure we pass those on to you and have you back real soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Blinston. Guys, that was Dr. Irene Blinston. She's has a PhD, and her research is in transpersonal psychology. So you can Google encounterresearch.com or Encounter Research with her name, and you'll find some terrific information about her. We'll be right back with ILN Radio after this brief message.
Hey, this is Mike from the Morning X. Tune in to Papa Tom and Daddy Dave on the CAPS Paranormal Radio Show, Sundays at 8 on the Para X Radio Network.
Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Whether it's a natural disaster or one single child suffering from illness, the American Red Cross stands ready to supply blood when it's most needed. But blood is a perishable product. Therefore, it must continuously be replenished. You can safely donate blood every 56 days. The need is constant and patients are waiting. Call your American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule your life-saving appointment. Please give blood today. Patients are depending on you.
What we on it?
Yeah. Shorty, I can fly this, pour your drink on her.
What we on it? What we on it?
Son, get out of line, just throw on her.
What we on it? What we on it?
Son, gotta shine, so take it all off.
What we on it? What we on it?
One pop, we all on her.
What?
Friday night,
you know we on that bullshit.
Yeah. Bounce the front,
you always try to pull us.
And we ain't stunning,
we ain't got more chips.
Spinning the club,
you know how we on it.
I'm by the pot,
I'm trying to go home with.
Ooh. Shorty tonight,
she home by the moment.
You see the sun,
yeah, yeah. Pinky bowling.
You shining tonight,
yeah. Yeah, I'm already on him.
You know we gotta get him, I don't care who with him.
It's a come up, nigga, we on that mission.
The goons outside,
make sure they don't miss him.
He thought it was sweet,
now that fifth gon' hit him.
Dang. Now we ain't playing,
the guard will be sent us.
The MHB,
we handle our business.
No games,
you could be a victim,
yeah. Queens, nigga,
we on that bullshit. What we on it?
Shorty, I can fly this, pour your drink on her.
What we on it? What we on it?
Yeah. Son, get out of line, just throw on her.
What we on it? What we on it?
Son, gotta shine, so take it all off.
What we on it? What we on it?
One pop, we all on her.
What? Shorty bad,
go ahead and get on that.
I gave her the number,
I doubt if she call that.
But I ain't stressing,
she ain't even know that.
A man in here,
well he better fall back.
Jesus with me,
he can get a skull crack.
She said I grabbed the ass,
that was a love tap.
It's time to get in the zone,
where that bud at?
Roll up a 7,
we don't do dubs at. My swag right, nigga, I'm straight shitting.
These back to back,
nah, they not running.
We'll slack the track,
just to keep winning.
We ain't tight with the cake,
we just keep spinning.
Why you with the tight in the face?
Keep grilling,
you don't want a problem, nigga, just fill them.
Okay, well, that's from Hollis Boys Music, and they're actually going to be really big stars, those guys. They've got a terrific, terrific following. Excellent management, good music, so we're wishing them the best in everything that they do. This is Miss Lucy from ILN Radio here on the Para X Network. And today we're talking about parapsychology, psychology and parapsychology. And you know what I think was really funny this week? I don't know if you guys are all fans out there of the Power X Network, but we have a great show on Fridays, Ghostology. And last week, Brian and Anna Marie from Ghostology, they're talking about all the psychics that have been around the past couple of decades. And what happens is they, at the beginning of the year, they start putting out, oh, this is my prediction for the year and blah, blah, blah. And they noted that people don't come back at the end of the year and say, oh, don't listen to me. You know, I didn't know what I was talking about. And I just thought that that was really hysterical because, you know, nobody can really, you know, predict for individuals, you know, what the future is actually going to hold. There's so many variables. We have freedom of choice. We have the freedom of all of the energy that's available to us from the universe to make a difference wherever we are. But there are certain things that, you know, you can look at the tides and you can see what time it is and the things that are going on. We can begin to prepare ourselves and our families for the things that the future will hold for us. So those are things that we want to begin to take a look at as we move forward through the month of January. We'll be talking to some other people about, you know, what they think that is going to be happening throughout the course of this year and how the difference of the society, how culture is accepting more of what's going on with these indigo children or starseed children or what have you. I think that it's going to be something in the future that we can all sort of take for granted. We won't be so amazed by it. It's something that we're sort of all leveling up to in some way, shape, or form. We have with us on the line Tim Jones from Light Seekers Research in the United Kingdom. Tim, are you with us?
I'm here, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I was wondering if you had any feedback or what were your thoughts and ideas on the interesting information that Dr. Blinston put on the table today.
I think it was absolutely amazing that, you know, a lot of the stuff that she said was absolutely spot on. You know, we all know that children have a sense of awareness that they're born with and they're educated there, so it was spot on with what the guest said. I myself have been brought up around children and I work with them. And, you know, the stories that children say to you and you think, you know, is it right or are they just trying to hype things up because they want friends and stuff? But, you know, the guest was absolutely spot on with what she said, so a great guest to have.
Now, you work with children?
Yeah, I'm a sports coach by trade.
Oh, I see. So have you ever come across a child coming to you and describing to you having experiences, and how did you react to it as an adult?
Well, as an adult and a professional, you have to act in a professional manner. So when you're working with children and somebody comes to you and says, I've had this happen, what do you think of it? I've seen this in class and the teacher's been talking to me about this. You know, as a professional in that manner, you would like, yeah, well, you know, maybe listen to your teacher, but obviously being a paranormal investigator, I approach you and just say, you know, maybe you have seen something, maybe you have experienced something. You know, and, you know, children are great at telling stories. And it's that thing that we all miss out on, really.
I think I'd like to get another doctor on to maybe talk about this a little bit more because, you know, there's a certain, you know, real psychosis that boys can have that will cause them to actually see things. I don't know if anybody saw that movie, The Beautiful Mind. But there has to be some way to draw a line in the sand between, you know, a real experience and what is fantasy and fiction. And I can't help but to think that to feed the fuel on a young child who is saying that they're seeing things, you know, just to feed that as being something to stunt their psychological or emotional growth in some way. So, I mean, I just would want to be very careful about that.
Yeah, you have to approach it in the right way. But, you know, in the same sense, the saying goes, children never tell lies.
Yeah. That's true. They are drawn to, you know, sensationalism and drama, you know, so that's kind of, that's one thing that we want to be absolutely aware of as well. Everybody wants to be special. Everybody wants to have some attention, and some people are better at getting it than other people, you know, as children or as adults, and, you know, I'm just, I wouldn't want to throw caution to the wind in any way, shape, or form, and I certainly don't want to be advocating, you know, in anything that's going to cause detrimental harm to any child, you know, but it's a fine line to walk, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you work with children, you're there in a professional capacity, so you have to do your job. Whereas if you was dealing with a case where children was involved, then it would be a totally different experience whatsoever.
Now, I believe in a higher power, and I think that for children to know and understand that there's a higher power that's, you know, that we're all answering to, that even mommy and daddy are answering to, just being able to share that with my children sort of opened up a communication door for them, you know, in their honesty with me and what have you while I was raising my own children. But how do you feel about that? I mean, you know, in working with children, do you feel that it's important for them to relate to a higher power or not?
Well, children get to learn about awareness and stuff through religious education in schools and stuff. You know, whether they're in a family unit where the family's spiritual or non-spiritual is a totally different situation altogether, because obviously if you're in a family unit where the parents are spiritual, obviously it's going to be accepted if the child says at the age of 5 they've got an imaginary friend and starts talking to somebody. That's going to be accepted as maybe they've got a gift, or if it's a non-spiritual family, they're going to be just parted off as being crazy. So it's one of those catch-22 situations, really.
It is, isn't it? It's such a difficult situation. I'm going to be looking forward to hearing, you know, more about this and more opinions so that we can begin to draw some conclusions, you know, over 2010. Now, Tim, what do you feel about any kind of predictions for 2010 in the paranormal community? What do you see happening this year? We're certainly raising a lot of awareness at this point in time.
To be quite honest with you, 2010 has got lots of doors for people to open and you know, lots of hard work to be done, and you never know what happens at the end of it. Each year sets us out for the next one, so you just have to make the best of what you've got at that moment in time. But fingers crossed, there's going to be a lot of more groups working together, a lot of more people coming out of the woodwork spiritually, and that's one of those things. What will happen in 2010?
Doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-dee-doo-doo. This is a great collaboration. For anybody that doesn't know, this is Tim Jones. He's a co-host of ILN's FTW?
Yes.
On Fridays at 1 o'clock here on the Para X Network, and we're covering some amazing things about the paranormal and prophecy and what have you. I think it's going to be a really exciting year for us, and I think it's a terrific collaboration. Now, don't you guys have some events that are coming up out there in the UK?
Yeah, we've got this month RF Halton in Hull on the 29th and 30th of January, which is a public event. It's a whole weekend in an RAF base. So that's going to be an interesting one. We've got a few private events coming up for the team. And fingers crossed, some more public ones as well.
Ah, see, that sounds really exciting. Now, I, believe it or not, I'm on the Paranormal Network. I have never been to a paranormal investigation yet. Insane, huh?
I know, yeah. We'll have to get you over here, or we'll have to come over there and do one with you.
I'm going to predict something right now. I predict in 2010 that Miss Lucy gets to go on a paranormal investigation. I could just see somebody pulling my hair and me screaming like a loon. I don't know if I'm going to be up for that.
You never know what happens.
So why don't you give everybody your contact information? I know you're on Facebook. You started that beautiful Facebook group for us. Thank you so much. You're extremely talented. I can't believe how quick you are at it.
Yeah, I'd just like to get things done and dusted as soon as possible. So it's great to help you out. You're an awesome friend. And if people want to contact me, they can email me at tjsprt@hotmail.co.uk.
That's right. And now I tweet to him, too. So if you're on Twitter, you know that I am a Big fan of Twitter. It's Lucy_Diamond. Get involved in the conversation. We want to have as many people coming out and putting their opinions on the table. We'd love to get your questions. We want to know who you want to hear from and what it is that we can do to lighten your spiritual burden as 2010 begins to show us what fruit it will bear. Tim, thank you so much for joining us today. I will talk to you on Friday. Guys, if you're out there, you can hop on to the chat, www.para-x.com. Say hello to Tim. Say hello to me. Get your questions out there. And we'll be happy to answer them for you. So this is the end of our episode. This is ILN Radio on January 4th, 2010. We're looking forward to a fantastic year. If you're out there and you'd like to join our prayer line, if you're a Reiki master or if you're a spirit warrior, there are plenty of people that are contacting us continually for prayer from all over the world. We certainly believe in the power of numbers. So if you've got energy, if you have a Reiki box, you put names in that, please get in touch with us. We've got some names that we'd like for you to add to your lists. If you'd like to have your name or someone that you love added to a list for prayer or for energy healing, then get in touch with us as well. You can find me at masterlucy.com. We have Reiki, energy work, lots of people stepping up to the plate. If you check out misslucy.info, you'll find that we have people that are willing to connect for you, whether to do tarot, whether you need to have some spirit counseling done with you, you just feel like you're alone in the world, you need somebody to reach out, we're there. There's absolutely no fee, and there are people stepping up all over the world to hold your hand. You are not alone. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, if you're up high on a mountain and you're resonating to pure joy, share it with us because it's meant for all of us. And if you're down there somewhere in a place that might be darker, then share it with us because, you know, it's just like when you put a drop of oil in the water. You shake that up, it dilutes it enough. You know, each of the water molecules will take up a little piece of the oil, and eventually when it floats to the top, you know, when many hands make light work, we're all in this together. Wherever you're doing, wherever you are, I love you always. I'm here for you. Thank you for your support. Join us again next week. We'll be back with some fantastic, fantastic guests for you. Your questions are always welcome. Lucy@masterlucy.com.
You have been listening to ILN Radio. ILN Radio, an intuitivelifenetwork.org production.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.